The proposed four-lane freeway-style bridge at Stillwater has been stalled since the mid-1990s. The most recent obstacle has been the National Park Service's demand that Stillwater's historic lift bridge be removed if a new crossing is built over the St. Croix, a federally protected scenic riverway. The historic lift bridge is on the National Register of Historic Places and has a host of defenders, among them Minnesota Congressman Bill Luther. Luther has been meeting with Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt and other federal officials to try to work out a compromise that allows the new bridge to move forward but would save the lift bridge.
My hope is that by taking a big picture view of this rather than a very narrow view of it, that we can succeed in this effort. It's very important that people not do something, allow something like this to be destroyed by taking a very narrow view rather than looking at the big picture.
On Tuesday, Destry Jarvis, a representative of Babbitt's office, told local officials the Interior Department is willing to reconsider its stance. He spoke afterwards to reporters.
It's more than just willing to negotiate. I mean, it's a flat-out statement that the old bridge doesn't need to be the trade-off for the new bridge. That is, taking out one and when you build the other, that there are other ways to produce an effective mitigation for the effects of this new bridge.
The Interior Department is proposing that Minnesota and Wisconsin offset the effect of the new freeway-style bridge by setting up programs to preserve scenic areas in the St. Croix River Valley and to prevent urban sprawl. The new four-lane bridge is expected to spread development from the Twin Cities across the St. Croix into western Wisconsin. Jarvis told local officials the federal government would be willing to provide some funding, but both states would also need to share the cost. He had no estimates of the cost. He said the extent of the mitigation measures required would depend on how much of the lift bridge is removed. The city of Stillwater is considering removing part of the historic lift bridge to make it into a pier. Jarvis said that option would require less mitigation than keeping the whole lift bridge intact. Minnesota Department of Transportation Deputy Commissioner Doug Weishaar says MnDOT has already set aside $10 million for mitigating the effects of the new bridge. He says they're concerned about the added cost of further mitigation. He says if that cost is too high, MnDOT may consider scrapping the project.
We need to decide internally and with the governor or his staff what are the boundaries of what we are willing to spend on this project as opposed to all the other transportation needs that we have within Minnesota. We may have to not go forward with the project because it becomes more than we can reasonably expand on a single project of this nature.
MnDOT hopes to have the new bridge built by the year 2004 for a cost of $148 million, including mitigation. The bridge's projected cost has been mounting with the delays. 2 years ago, it was estimated at $112 million. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.